Hi and welcome. So today I'm here with Martin Biem, who is the CEO at Make Thrive. And so, in short, what is it that you guys are doing?
All right, so I'm actually with two companies right now. I'm starting my own company called Make Thrive, and it's a brand transition consultancy. So basically, what we do is we transition brands to be more sustainable, and we do it from a brand perspective, which is basically working with the purpose of the brand, having an audacious purpose, and then moving from there in communication, orchestration, just trying to do what we can from a brand perspective, basically, within sustainability. And then I also work with a company, and I'm an advisor for a company called Forever Sustainable in Stockholm, and we're more of sort of a sustainability consultancy. So basically what I do is, when I have a client and I work with from the brand perspective in my own company, then when it gets to be more sustainable, more actionable within sustainability, like doing materiality analysis, stakeholder dialogue, the reporting and stuff like that, then I work together with Forever Sustainable.
And why are you working with this? Why do we have to restructure our companies?
Well, of course, we all know that we have something called the Sustainable Development Goals from the United Nations, which basically says that we have to transition both environmentally and sustainable socially on a lot of 17 parameters I think it's like 8.5 years left. So there's a lot of work to be done. And from my perspective, of course, governments are going to, play a pivotal role, but governments can only do so much because, the democratic process we've seen, if you want to lower the price of gasoline in France, people get crazy, So it's pretty hard from a political point of view to change this, become more sustainable. Of course, you can rely on citizens or consumers, but, I wouldn't do that. But then again, so I think actually companies and corporations have a really important tasks in transitioning the economy. So that's sort of why I'm doing it, because I see there's a lot of potential. And what people are talking about today is becoming a purpose-led company or a purpose-driven company. So basically, you want not only to make shareholder profit, but you need a higher purpose. And higher purpose, what it means is actually, contributing to society and contributing to the environment, to the natural environment. And what happens is, if you have a purpose that's beyond profit, then you get a lot of positive feedback from employees, your direct stakeholders, what do you call it, suppliers, customers. But also the indirect stakeholders. You can start to work with NGOs, and you can have, discussions with everybody that has the same purpose as you have, basically. So it creates a lot of opportunities going forward, and it's sort of the beacon, for sustainability, in my perspective.
And you were talking about governments and politics. Is that something that creates obstacles as well?
Not really. I think what happens is, if government and companies work together, then we can actually do a lot. Companies and governments can do a lot together. What's been happening is that there's sort of like maybe like a little mistrust between corporations and society or governments, but I think that trust needs to be strengthened, because if you have the same purpose and you want to, reach the same goals, then you have to work together, basically. So.
And what is the first thing that you, when you go to a company or see a company, that you want to change?
Well, from my perspective, it's Actually, the purpose, I come back to that word again, because that's sort of what I do. I mean, being a brand consultant or being a, or you know, the title is basically a brand strategist. I also call myself a sustainability strategist, but that's another, but being a brand strategist, what you actually do with companies is that you help companies define vision and mission, right? That's part of it. Vision, mission, values, promise, and so forth. Sort of the part of the core of the brand. And what is vision and mission? Well, that's the purpose, right? So what I do is basically get companies along the, you know, take them on a journey to become more purposeful. And from there, you can orchestrate that purpose, you know, in communication. You can do it in, you know, implementation, both internally. You can do it with stakeholder dialogue and, you know, create, you know, create a stakeholder dialogue, which, you know, enhances the purpose. So you can do a lot of things, but it's, you have to take it seriously. It's a tough job. So, it's not something you do overnight. It's not something you say. You have to walk the talk, basically. So it's a lot of work, but it's fun. And what I try to tell companies is that, you know, a lot of companies, they, when you talk about sustainability, they sort of see problems because they, you know, it takes resources and it costs money and blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, it's something that if you don't know any something, of course it's scary. But what happens is if you see all those challenges as possibilities, you just turn the, you know, turn it. It's fantastic because, you know, people open up, people, you know, see new opportunities they didn't understand like the minute before. So it's a really fun journey. So we're trying to have fun doing it, actually. We're not the boring consultants. Because it's really fun. When you have a great purpose, everything gets easier, you know.
I was just thinking now, like, do you, when you restructure the companies, do they also save money for doing it? Because I was talking to this guy the other week. He was working with food waste, for example, for food chains, and he said that the grocery stores are saving so much money to restructure or like to take care of their food waste. Is it the same in the fashion industry or like with any company?
Yeah, I would say it is. I mean, it's I think there's a term, I mean, the term called shared value, creating shared value, it actually has to do with, you know, creating opportunities both for the people you impact and then also gaining, you know, revenue for yourself, you know, getting a win-win situation, basically. So yes, I would say there is, I mean, it's, yeah, there is profit to be made, prosperity to be made within sustainability, of course. And I think, you know, profit is not bad. I mean, corporations need profit, but it has to be sustainable profit. And, you know, if you have profit and you have a great purpose, then of course you can do more good. So the question is just seeing, having companies sort of realizing that if the purpose comes first, then yes, you're going to make money doing it. But money can't be the overall, you know, the highest goal. So, but and that change has come in the last, I mean, we've talked about it for a while. I think now it's getting, you know, mature. And you hear companies, I mean, on the highest level, people speak in these terms today. So it's not, you know, it's not very, I mean, you could call it progressive, but it's not very strange. And I think for one thing, and I think this is important, I want to tell you, because I'm an economist in the beginning, so I do like economy, which maybe people, not very many people do, but I do. And I think also, you know, you have to change the economy to change the system. But anyway, so what I Paul Polman said, he was the former CEO of Unilever. He said, what people don't realize is that the world has changed. Okay, so a couple of decades ago, you had a scarcity of capital and you haven't had an abundance of natural resources. So basically what you tried to do was to create capital, and you could use as much resources as you wanted because the planet was infinite. So what happens today, it's the total opposite. So everything has changed 180 degrees. So you have abundance of capital. You can get capital anywhere. It's super easy. Trust me, there's too much capital. But there's a scarcity of resources. So it's a totally different mindset. And what I tell my clients also is that you need to unlearn. You know, things aren't the way they were when you went to school, you know. And so it's a mindset, you know. I think sustainability and you know, purpose is a mindset. And I'm not saying people have to change everything. I mean, what you do when you change your mindset is you continue working the way you did. Well, basically, well, you do, I mean, you're not redundant. I mean, you still work and you do what you do, but you just change perspective and focus. And then all of a sudden you can do a lot of things that you didn't even think about before. And a lot of things that are a lot better than you used to do. And that includes what you just said. Maybe even saving money doing good. Or creating money doing
good. And do you think greenwashing is something that the companies are aware of that they're doing?
Well, I think there are two kinds of greenwashing. There's the sort of the unawareness of greenwashing, that of course people, you know, if companies do something good and they want to tell people about it, I mean, that's fantastic. But some, I think the naivety has been maybe a bit too, I have to tell you the background. So actually CSR was sort of the PR idea, because like the worst companies on earth did the most, they were the ones who started CSR. Now I'm, you know, exaggerating a bit, but like I remember reading National Geographic's in the 70s, and there was always a picture of some swan or something, and it was always Chevron or Shell or some, you know, fossil fuel company who said, you know, they're preserving the nature or something like that. So total greenwashing, of course. So I think that's sort of been the idea, but I think today people, I mean, companies don't particularly, I mean, you can't greenwash today, but then the naivety is still there. And for some companies, and I think it has just to do with knowledge, you know, they don't understand really that they are greenwashing. And of course you have companies that do know that they're greenwashing, but still do it because people are pretty easy to manipulate. So, but if you're a serious company, then I think it's usually by mistake, because you don't really realize what you're doing. But I think the awareness of the consumer is rising. So I think it's going to be more and more difficult to both be naive and both be manipulative. You know, that's what I hope anyway. That's what I try to. To get people to become more conscious of the reality. You have to scratch, you know, a little bit to see what's underneath the varnish.
So that was actually all of my questions for today. And I just want to say thank you for coming here and sharing your story. And thank you also for hopefully giving all of us a new perspective of sustainability from a corporate perspective.